Or
fertile?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, uh-huh. And then flat, low-lying land along a stream?
A valley?
Well, it might overflow and then be planted later. It's usually good land.
Like along the Nile, yes. a crescent? Is that what they... A crest? No, I don't...
I wouldn't know. That's out of my territory. Yes. Did you ever hear of bottom land?
No. Okay. Well, I guess I have, but it's nothing that I remember.
And low-lying grassland that might be good for nothing but hay or clover? You mentioned this earlier.
In a valley or a meadow.
Okay. And then land that had water standing in it all the time, might have trees growing and alligators in it.
Yeah, a swamp.
Mm-hmm. And then a place like a swamp, but it's along the sea, it's salt water.
Marsh.
Mm-hmm. Is that the difference? So swamp is fresh and marsh is salt?
That's more difference than that. It's, you know, your marsh, you have the tide flowing in and out of it. And you mm-hmm. have, you know, you have life in the marsh and in the swamp, but you have sea life coming into the marsh to have mm-hmm. their young or whatever and moving back out with the tide or whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's, I think it's two different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then can you just name some types of soil? Topsoil?
Mm-hmm. And other than that, I classify it like either sandy mm-hmm. or clay. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of clay around here.
Do you know the word L-O-A-M?
Here we go again. What is it? L-O-A-M. No.
How would you pronounce it?
Alone.
Okay, but you never heard that.
No.
All right. If they're getting water off the marshes, you'd say they're doing what?
Dredging? I know, mm-hmm. I don't.
All right, that's fine. And then what would you call the thing that you dig for the water to run off in?
A hole. No, I don't.
No, it's a
crane?
A long thing.
Oh, for the water to run from?
Mm-hmm.
A trowel? Or...
What about a big thing that boats could run along in?
Oh, a channel?
Okay. Do you have a name for a shallow arm of the sea? A tidal stream flows in and out with the tide.
Sandbar? Or is that what you're referring
to? The water itself.
No.
Okay. Then a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods? Might be as deep as 10 feet deep, 10 feet across?
No.
Okay. How about a little place that the rain might cut out of the road? Just very heavy rain.
Like a puddle? Or are you talking about
more than that? A channel across a road?
No.
Okay. Well, would you know the word gully?
Yeah, but I didn't think of that. Just
what would
you
mean
said.
By that?
I guess it would refer to it, but a gully, I don't think it would come to me unless I saw it, and then it would, the word would come to me.
Yeah, and how about a name for just a little flowing body of water?
Stream mm-hmm. or a brook?
Mm-hmm. Well, how about a little bigger, maybe?
River?
Yeah, well, is there anything between a brook and a river? Peter mentioned this earlier.
Hold on. You have a brook and you have a stream.
And then he said they were just little...
Huh? Oh, creeks, yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that smaller?
Yeah.
Smaller than a river. Is it bigger than a brook?
Yeah.
Would you have a name for anything any smaller than that?
No.
Can you name then some creeks maybe in this neighborhood or rivers?
There's the Back River, or now called Moon River, and Casey Canal, no, a sewage around here. other than that, like the Savannah River,
mm-hmm.